It's time for the Ultimate Radio Program with Rachel Montgomery on TalkZone Internet Radio, discussing the hot topics of the day, music, entertainment, and more. And now here's your hostess,
The Skirt with the Dirt,
Rachel Montgomery.
Ooh, that's me. And that was you.
Sounded like me. Yeah.
It does sound like you, doesn't it? Sounds so weird.
That guy should be in radio.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe he has a career for that.
He has the face for radio, I heard.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Hiya, everyone. It's Rachel Montgomery here with Ultimate on Talk Zone Internet Radio.
Yeah, we're actually in
the studio. Yeah, it was warm enough. We finally got one good summer day.
Exactly.
So we could drive all the way out to the real studio, not our studio.
Mm-hmm. Not our hot, sweaty studio.
But it's home.
Exactly. It is.
So we decided to take a road trip, so we're actually in the Talk Zone radio studios. If you guys would like to call us, that's a little dangerous, isn't it?
No, not at all.
Let them call?
Let them call.
Dave, you want to take a call or so? Let's put this guy to work. We're here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if anyone wants to give us a call, here's the number, 888-463-6748. Once again, that is 888-463-6748. Or for all the cool people, 888-GO-FOR-IT.
Go for it.
Take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I actually might give you a prize.
Exactly.
Because we actually do have prizes that came through the mailbag last minute as we were walking out the door.
Really?
Yes.
No wonder it took you so long.
We'll see. That was because you were late picking me up.
Well, that too. You brought your bag of tricks.
I did bring my bag of tricks. As a matter of fact, we were going to be like visually available, but you and your church suit didn't want to be on camera.
Exactly.
I just want to put it out there. It's Al's fault that you can't see us this week.
I look like a bad church deacon.
I'm trying to figure out what's up with the black and it's so warm outside. Aren't you hot?
No. Mm-mm. Not at all. I don't sweat.
You got sweat right here. You're beating up at the head.
Oh, that's my hair pomade. I'm glistening. And my hair pomade.
Is that what it is?
For those of you who are old enough to remember the word pomade. Yeah.
Didn't we see that in like James Brown? Didn't he have some stuff in his hair?
Yes, he had hair pomade.
It's the same thing in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, back then, that's what they called it.
Yeah.
Whenever you got a permanent or a perm, as we call it,
yeah,
he had what they call a conk.
Okay.
You know, he had at least, I would say, if you guys saw the James Brown movie, we're still talking about it weeks
later. That's because it was the best movie of the summer.
He went through at least four or five different hairstyles.
He really did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first was just his own hair.
Right.
He grew it into a small fro.
He did.
Then he had the conk, as we call it, in the hood.
But it's kind of sitting up there.
Right. Or a
pompadour. Like the rooster.
Yeah, or a pompadour.
Yeah.
Which Eddie Cochran, he copied off of James Brown.
Badly.
Is that Eddie Cochran or Wayne Cochran? Well, one of those guys.
One of the guys.
Wayne Cochran.
Right.
And then he had it stacked, you know, so high on his head.
Right.
You know, and a couple of other hairstyles.
Yeah.
You know, the afro and then finally.
Yeah.
You know, the flat iron.
That was for the say it loud, I'm black and here, whatever.
Then he had the flat iron.
Which is more than we can say Blue Ivy has said.
Press and curl.
Yeah. On her hair.
Ooh.
Dude, did you hear about the people who were talking about Blue Ivy's hair and got suspended on 106 in Park because of it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Which is, they're temporarily permanently
suspended
because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I had read is that they consider it bullying a 2-year-old. But visually, there has been no comb applied.
Visually.
I'm just saying. I see no sponsorship with Carol's daughter.
Allegedly.
Right. Allegedly, our sources say that no comb has been applied to Blue Ivy's hair. But
allegedly.
Allegedly.
We have to say that.
But you know what? It made me think about, remember a long, long, long time ago when Saturday Night Live did one on Amy Carter or whatever. What's Chelsea. What's her face? Yes. Chelsea Clinton. But she had like crazy hair, like whoop. And she had braces at the time. And then Hillary Clinton went nuts. And all of a sudden, like, they got like a cease and desist or whatever. Mm-hmm. I thought about that with Blue Ivy.
Mm-hmm. No more making fun of the first child.
Yeah.
And if you notice, there are no skits about Sasha and Malia.
Oh, you're going to die. But see, they're appropriately dressed and coiffed.
So
you don't have to.
Of course.
But they wouldn't do it anyway.
Because their grandmother is their caretaker.
Well, grandmama's not going to let you out of the house looking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because you're misrepresenting the family. Seriously.
Exactly.
Right.
And you don't see any too many pictures of grandma.
No, because she's busy.
Mm-hmm. Taking care of the kids.
Yeah, and making sure that the drivers and stuff are doing their job, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, Malia did get a chance to go to Lollapalooza, so I was very happy about that. Mm-hmm. So Grandmama was not there for that one. Maybe she was in the garden,
surrounded by Secret Service.
And it wasn't a secret.
It was no secret.
It was not.
You saw a bunch of guys walking around with shades and
yes,
earpieces in their ears.
Yes, they were very much enjoying the concert and watching you and you two watching Malia Obama.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of concerts, it's the last weekend of the summer.
Yes, it is.
And it's concert time again. Woo-hoo! Mm-hmm. So are we going to the North Coast Music Festival this weekend? Snoop Doggy Dogg is coming. Snoop
really?
Every day.
Really?
Yeah. Snoop is in town.
Okay.
Can we go? Because I can just see the smirk on your face right now with this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's either that or the Chicago Jazz Fest.
Or the African Fest.
Yeah. No. Okay. We could do the African Fest, but.
Music Soul Child is going to be.
Yes.
There.
I know him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody at the Jazz Fest. I'm sorry.
Which is interesting because the last few years, they've had a lot of people at the African Fest who were.
Yeah,
because
like they had Tina Marie one year and like they had like MC Light. I remember taking pictures.
They had Slave. They had the Brothers Johnson.
They had.
No, I'm sorry. One Brother Johnson.
The one with the afro?
Right, yeah.
Not the one with the mustache.
Well, what happened was...
What happened was they
broke up.
Okay.
So there's only one touring as the brother.
So it's the brother
It's the Johnson. Brother Johnson. Without the other brother. Just brother.
With one letter. Not strawberry letter 23, just one letter.
Right. One letter. One. Strawberry letter one.
Well, clearly, maybe he'll be appearing at the African Fest in Washington Park. If you're in Chicago and you happen to be around, these are some, you know, last-minute festivals and concerts and things that you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
We always have something going. This has been an outstanding Chicago week.
Yes, it has.
I'm so very proud to be a Chicagoan. Not saying that I wasn't previously, because I'm always, you know, hyped up on Chicago. Yay, Chicago. But this week was, like, awesome because we need to have our music thing. You're not on your job, Al.
And not only music, changing the subject quickly, the Jackie Robinson Little League.
Yes,
Jackie
Robinson
West.
We should be singing, "We are the champions, my friend."
And you'll probably never see another bunch of well-behaved children.
Beautiful. Yeah. And they were so excited. They got, you know, they got the Bulls treatment. They got the Stanley Cup, you know, Chicago Hawks treatment. They got the bus ride and they got the ticker tape thing and then the concert thing. And it was, Millennium Park was like full of people. It had to be, what, 10,000, 20,000 people easy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what I thought was so cool is when they all walked out with their sign that said, you know, National Little League Champion, right? And everybody was like, whoop, there it is.
There it is.
Whoop, there it is. I was like, okay, every Chicago theme song we've ever had, they came out with the Bulls theme song, which technically is the Doctor Who theme song.
Okay.
Because I was there like, ooh, hey, Doctor Who, Doctor Who.
I knew some way she would tie Doctor Who in.
Well, see.
The Jackie Robinson Little League.
Well, they played it. That's the first thing I thought about. And I was like, oop, I'm in the wrong spot.
They also played some James Brown as well.
Yes, they did.
I heard Body Heat playing.
Yeah, I don't know how that had anything to do with the kids.
I know, and I was just dancing in my pajamas in the front room. Like, hey, what's that? Body Heat.
But they were so excited, and then the whole city was, you know, excited. And mm-hmm. it was great to see kids being very excited and enthusiastic about something that they really love and mm-hmm. were passionate about. And they just didn't expect it. No. I mean, because I, visually in my head, when I think about the Jackie Robinson West Little League baseball team, mm-hmm. I think of that long walk from that plane to that bus.
Mm-hmm.
And Channel 9, God bless them, they were right there following them. As soon as they hit that, you know, tarmac or whatever, mm-hmm. they followed them all the way there. And the kids looked like, oh, is that for me? Because mm-hmm. like one of the kids was like, who's this for? I'm like, you.
It's for you.
It's for you. Mm-hmm. You have no idea what's going to happen to you when you get, like, on the bus. Mm-hmm. You have no concept.
And that was the look on most of their faces. It's like,
who is this for?
They didn't realize
yeah.
the magnitude mm-hmm. of what they had done because they were so grounded. They were so down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
So when they saw this big bus and everything else, they were like,
the mayor showed up to congratulate him. Who does that?
Mm-hmm.
Yay, Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the bus, too, with Jesse Jackson.
Of course.
That's March.
That'll never happen again. Never.
I was like, hi.
In
you know,
another
like,
million years.
I was like waving on the bus, hi, yay, boys. I was like, yay, mayor. I'm like, Jesse Jackson.
How did he get there?
That was 2 and 2 and 6. I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. What was Jesse Jackson? Then we were not marching. Nothing happened. Nope. Everything's okay today.
Jesse had to be there.
Why?
Well, he didn't have anything else on his agenda, so I guess I'll be there today.
I was like, donation? I don't understand.
Right, you know.
Because I was like, everything's good in Chicago. We're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're, this time we did something right.
And nobody got hurt in the process.
I know. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why I was so very happy, you know.
The one day, because a few weeks ago I was at the Bud Billiken Parade.
How did that go?
The parade was wonderful.
Yeah.
But then the news afterwards was that two people were shot at the Bud Billiken Parade.
They were shot at, but they weren't shot there.
Not shot there, no.
Right. And see, that's what I'm saying, misrepresentation of mm-hmm. an event that, you know, the actual event was great. Mm-hmm. Everything went according to schedule and everyone had a good time. But to, you know, misconstrue something like that, it's not fair to the city. I mean, we do a good job with trying to keep crime down and mm-hmm. working with neighborhood groups and communities and stuff. And, you know, it's just one of the things, you know, sometimes you just don't need the bad rep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just give Chicago a break.
And that's one of the things that was mentioned yesterday, that, mm-hmm. you know, everything went off without a hitch. No one was hurt. And everybody had a good time in Millennium Park.
Yes, they did.
You know, I just wish I had been there.
I was there after show prep. See, I have my notes. I did my homework, and then it dawned on me, oh, the kids are coming. And so I dropped everything in the computer.
Mm-hmm.
I ran outside.
Mm-hmm.
But it was great. I did feel like it was like either the Sox or the Bulls. Same mm-hmm. thing. It was like really, really nice and really great.
And speaking of the Sox, Hawk Harrelson was there as the announcer.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. And
each one of them were presented a T-shirt, and they showed the jersey, not a T-shirt, but a jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was signed by all of the Chicago White Sox.
That's awesome.
And on the back was the number 42.
Wow. Jackie Robinson's number.
Jackie Robinson's number, which had been, I guess, retired when he retired.
Yeah.
So they retired that number from baseball. And that's when I lost it. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And see, I can remember a couple of years back when we at the studio tried to do a Jackie Robinson event.
Mm-hmm.
And people were literally like, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not old, but I know who that is. I mean, my dad would have a fit if I didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is an age where kids in that age group, it would be, who is that dude?
Exactly.
And like we were talking about with the James Brown story, if it had not possibly been for the movie 42, with the same actor.
Same actor. Chadwick Boseman.
Yes, he's doing a good job. It's a possibility that they would not have been aware of, you know, them too. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, kudos for the Jackie Robinson West. Go West, go West.
Go West.
Chicago National Little League champions of Chicago.
And it was interesting. They played the song Wild Wild West by Kool Moe Dee when it came out.
I was hoping he would come out too.
Yeah, that would have been great.
That would have been really hot. Okay. We will be right back with more Talk Zone Radio.
You're listening to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery. We'll be back in a minute. When was the last time this happened to you?
Everybody put your hands up. Yeah.
Well, AG Entertainment Company has the answer, the right music for the right occasion. With over 30 years in the business, we can provide the right music, the right equipment, and more importantly, the right disc jockey for your wedding reception, family or class reunion, or birthday party. Rates are available by calling 773-675-2400, 773-675-2400. We also provide radio and TV commercial voiceovers, as well as on-hold services for your business. Ask about our other services as well. AG Entertainment Company has the right music, the right equipment, and the right disc jockey right now. Call 773-675-2400, 773-675-2400, and talk to one of our representatives. AG Entertainment Company, your source for the hottest entertainment.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
And now, back to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery.
And you're back, and this is Rachel Montgomery on The Ultimate. You can actually give us a call. We are live in studio. Hasn't been often that we've done that, so we're going to open up the phone line to you, 888-463-6748, or for all the cool people, 888. Go for it.
Go for it.
Go for it, man.
Dude.
I double dog dare you to call me. I really do.
If you don't think we're live, call us right
that
now.
That is correct. As a matter of fact, we were very much live this past weekend at Wizard World.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you?
I was in another world.
You were in Neverland.
I was in Neverland.
You were in Neverland.
Neverland.
What did you see what we got in our mailbag about Neverland?
Yeah, I heard about that.
What is that?
Something that somebody came up with on the heels of Michael Jackson.
But it's like a beach party with women with bikinis.
Right.
What does that have to do with
Michael
Jackson?
For adults.
Makes me think about this song. Who is it?
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Because I saw it looked like Neverland was in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like four women with... You could tell they were women,
mm-hmm.
but that's questionable.
You could tell they were women.
After this weekend at Wizard World, you know what I'm talking about.
They could have been women.
Could have been women, mm-hmm. but you just saw their backside.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that's it.
About it, yeah.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Which made me think of Wizard World and all the half-naked people that I took pictures for you since you weren't there.
Yeah, I did see the pictures.
Yeah, though. I know you did. You're welcome.
You were like, front or back? I'm like, front or back of what?
Well, I figured I would be shortchanging you if I didn't, you know, do the front and the back photo.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, I know you say baby got back, whatever. But I figured you want the front view, you know.
If front view,
well,
back view.
Well, here's the thing. If they were ugly, then that would be a bit for the show.
Exactly.
But if they were okay looking, then I would get kudo points.
Mm-hmm.
So with the photos that I had of, like, Iron Man and, I don't know, the silence showed. Oh, my God. The silence came. Okay, first of all, let's back up the truck.
Okay.
So you're supposed to rope me in. You are just so bad as a producer. It's just ridiculous.
No, I'll just let you run free. You know, give you enough rope, and then I'll reel you back in. It's like, okay,
oh my God.
Come on back. Come on back.
Okay, with it being the final week of summer, it's time to review things that we have done. Like, for example, if we were going to school, the first thing that they have you do is, you know, you get your assigned seat, you know, and they make you some kind of plaque to put on your, you know, desk so that someone won't, you know, sit in your desk the next day. And then your teacher will say, well, we want you to write like a one-page whatever on what you did over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
I know what you did last summer.
Wasn't that a horror movie?
Yes, it was.
And I didn't see it because I don't like horror movies. And like, and I remember, you know, the one where the girl is the babysitter, and then she goes upstairs, and the phone rings. She comes back down, and he said, "Have you checked the children?" And then she goes upstairs, and the kids are dead.
Yeah.
And it fades to black. Mm-hmm. And then like 20 years later, and she has only kids, and then the guy comes back. And he says, "Have you checked your children?" I'm like,
and that
I don't
was the
like.
Last, and that
I,
was the last horror movie that, you saw.
Yes, it was. Just like with Scanners, when that man's head popped off and his mustache hit the screen, that was the end of that. And when I hosted the Final Destination 5 screening, when that man's head blew up and came 3D in my, oh, that was the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you what happened. Before and after.
But Scanners in 3D.
I know. The only thing that I did see that was kind of like a horror kind of sort of is Fright Night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because David Tennant was in it.
Oh, God.
It was somebody did blow up and got vaporized in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a Disney movie. Well, not Disney, but it's like DreamWorks, which is like Disney. But anyways, that was horror, but it wasn't horror, but it was horror.
But
right?
you probably don't even remember the original movie.
I never saw it. But you know that. I didn't even watch Dark Shadows, and my cousins tried to make me watch it, and I had such a bad experience with it.
The original movie starred Roddy McDowall, who also played in Planet of the Apes, the original.
Didn't we? Wait, okay. Speaking of summer and Labor Day, we started off the conversation weeks ago about bad summer movies.
Mm-hmm.
Movies that were highly anticipated and went, that was the Planet of the Apes, part two, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe if Mr. Roddy McDowall had been alive, maybe they would have got better publicity. Not saying that it wasn't a good movie, because it was, but it just fizzled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some of the other blockbuster movies, like the Avengers were supposed to be like really hot, you know, it was supposed to be highly anticipated. And then Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, at the end of summer, is still having some, you know, lasting power.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, everything that we were supposed to be so excited about, but I knew it. See, you know, I don't have my predictor hat on. But, baby, I knew it was going to be a want. You know why?
Why?
4th of July, Tammy. For real. We're used to blockbusters like, you know,
Independence Day.
Yeah. Tammy?
Yeah, for where's real. Will Smith when you need him?
He was doing the ice bucket with Willow Smith.
He's doing the ice bucket.
Can we leave the ice bucket at home? Because, you know, they're cheating with the ice bucket.
How so?
Because they're not putting ice in it. It's throwing water on folks.
Well, yeah.
Just like, no disrespect. I love Karen Gillan. I love seeing her and Matt Smith at Wizard World this weekend. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do the ice bucket challenge with clothes on.
Why not?
Well, she's cheating.
Oh.
Because, see, look at, she, great. They, stop it. Shut up. They called her out, right? She accepted the challenge, but like she took like a week because she had to find a Power Ranger suit. No, you did not. All you had to do was, just like Will Smith, go in the backyard, get you a bucket, right? Put the ice in it, put water in the ice in the bucket, right? Let it sit, chill for a minute, right? Dump it. No, she got the pose. She got to do the selfie pose.
Exactly.
That's cheating.
That's not cheating.
It is cheating.
It's called vanity. It's not cheating. It's called vanity.
It's called cheating.
You know, if Tyra Banks or Halle Berry or somebody did the ice bucket challenge, you think they're not going to be glamorous doing it? Oh, yeah. We're going to look good doing
it. Yeah, but in a Power Ranger suit. I mean, I know she just came from Wizard World, but still, that's bogus.
Mm-hmm. And look as good as possible doing it.
Well,
remember, you're getting ice water dumped on you.
Well,
no one looks good after being dumped by ice water.
I disagree, because Idris Elba looked really good on Jimmy Kimmel after he did his ALS ice bucket challenge.
Well, yeah, that's a matter of opinion. But, you know, us guys.
And he had clothes on.
Us guys don't have to go through all of that. You know, it's like the hair and everything, you know.
Yeah, but still, it was great to see him.
I'm sure it was great to see him. With or without ice. Straight up.
Because he definitely was not at Wizard World.
Straight up or with the chaser.
And I thought about you at Wizard World because they did the premiere screening of Gotham with, you know, our own Jada Pinkett, who technically would be this weekend playing with Wicked Wisdom at the Afro Punk Festival in New York, like she was, I think, like last year, because we were supposed to be there this year.
Yes.
I am depressed. Because you know who's playing, right?
No, who?
Ice-T.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Speaking of ice.
Right? That's why I brought it up. See, that's why I'm the host. That's right.
Ice-T with no ice cubes.
Well, see.
Straight up. No chaser.
But you know what? It's been a long time since we've seen Ice-T and his metal band. And I was so very excited. That's who I wanted to see. And we're not. We're going to be at the Africa Festival?
African Festival of the Arts. Which
we're not going to see Snoop Doggy Dog.
Well, not unless...
I got one for... Okay, I'll give you... Okay, wait, okay. So I'll give you a choice.
Going up in smoke tour.
Smoke every day. Okay, I'll give you a choice. Okay? Here's a choice. We can either go to the North Coast Music Festival with Snoop, or we can see Casey and the Sunshine Band. I don't know what Arcadia Theater is, but I'm pretty sure you would find it for me. Or
do a Google search.
We could go and see Michael McDonald at Ravinia.
Ooh.
We could get our barbecue on and do our, you know, Labor Day spread, potato salad and peach cobbler. Whatever.
And try to figure out what he's singing about.
You know, we have got to get our music license. This will be, Dave, it's your fault. You should get us some music. What are you good for? Absolutely.
Nothing.
Say it again. Okay, so, okay. It's the Jazz Fest. I don't know anybody. I looked. I don't know anybody. I'm so sorry. I feel so
I haven't gone since Phil Perry was there.
I know who he is. I mean, because like, I know some jazz people.
And he
but
doesn't
nobody,
even sing jazz.
Nobody was, nobody's booked that I know. So I'm like, I feel bad.
They're running out of people or, you know, running out of people that we know.
Probably.
Because everybody, the whole genre of jazz is so expanded now, especially with the smooth jazz station.
Yeah.
They're not playing jazz. They're playing like
traditional jazz.
Right. They're not playing traditional jazz.
Yeah.
They're just playing what I call
the hybrid jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elevator music.
But you know, but some of that is good to have so that you can bring more people in to introduce them. Just like how we do with Doctor Who.
No. How did Doctor Who creep into jazz? Really?
Because we do classic Who and in comparison to new Who, so that new Whovians, if they don't have, you know, conceptual concept of, they will know where it came from, as opposed to, you know, Stephen Moffat just, you know, pulled it out of his head, which he kind of does, but it does come from somewhere. And so that's why I was saying, you know, if you could bring people in and get an awareness of traditional jazz through, you know, Latin jazz or some of that, so then, you know, that would be cool, but I don't know. I'm just thinking, I don't know anybody, but I tell you what, One Direction is coming this weekend. Can we go see them?
Oh, we can see them, yeah, sure. Yes! I know who they are.
You ready? we'll be right back after I get my One Direction tickets. This is Rachel Montgomery on The Ultimate.
When was the last time this happened to you?
Everybody put your hands up.
Oh,
well, AG Entertainment Company has the answer. The right music for the right occasion. We can provide the right music, the right equipment, and more importantly, the right disc jockey for your wedding reception, family or class reunion, or birthday party. Call 773-675-2400. 773-675-2400. AG Entertainment Company, your source for the hottest entertainment.
Do you miss the 10th Doctor? Are you wondering what David Tennant's been up to since he left WHO? Do you know about Grace Point, Broadchurch, what we did on our holidays? Well, if you don't, drop by the David Tennant News site, an unofficial news blog at david-tennant-news.com, and find out all that going on. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at DTForum. P.S. We also run the Peter Capaldi News at peter-capaldi-news.com for everything on the 12th Doctor. Both sites are run by the DT Forum, an independent company from fans to fans. We do not represent David Tennant or his management.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
We are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
Enroll, we say. We want you to be okay. Enroll. Sake.
Health insurance is now affordable and covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, and preventive care. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn more.
And take care, people!
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
The Ultimate TV is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
And now, back to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery.
And you're back, and I'm Rachel Montgomery right here on The Ultimate. And we would actually like to thank our wonderful sponsors that helped us at Wizard World last weekend, which is actually iTex. FYE, God bless them. We had easily $1,000 worth of Doctor Who merchandise to give away. Everybody went nuts. Oh, I wish we had a scene display, and the look on the kids' face when they're like, oh, we can win that? Yeah. and the adults were kind of blown away, too.
I was blown away, too, to find out that you were on Channel 9, huh?
Oh, my God. How did that happen? Oh, my goodness. So for those of you guys who, you know, missed it, The Ultimate was at the, I don't know if this is like the 35th annual Wizard World Chicago Comic Con here in Chicago. Wizard World has the best pop culture, comic, sci-fi conventions ever. I know I can hear you saying because of, you know, San Diego Comic Con, but you can't get in San Diego Comic Con unless you're paying somebody.
Exactly.
Because, you know, it's sold out now. So what is the point in me even thinking about going there when I can never get in? I will always be able to get into Wizard World. I will always, there's always another city that I can go to, and Wizard World is there. Like next weekend, I don't know where they are right now, but they're in Ohio somewhere. I don't know where they are next, but we had a ball.
Yes.
I missed you so much.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Oh, my God.
I see you were having a good time without
Chicago,
me.
Yeah. Thank you so very much for, you know, coming to the ultimate Peter Capaldi panel party at Wizard World. It was
awesome.
See,
that's three times real fast.
Peter Capaldi. We had fun, and we want to thank Peter Capaldi News for showing up and being, you know, our special guest panelists. Mm-hmm. Dana Rocks, Susan Rocks, you guys are great. It was just nuts. I looked around, and when I walked in, you know, it was like maybe 50 people. Mm-hmm. Okay. And by the time we start setting up everything, okay, it was like maybe 100 people. We understand that because our, you know, Doctor Who screening series at Columbia College, that's average for us, right? Mm-hmm. By the time I turned around, seriously, the silence must have done it to me because I turned around and it was like, oh, standing room only. God, it must have been like 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. And I just like did the first three rows. You know how like when we were watching like the Partridge Family or whatever, and they said, don't get stage fright. Think everybody like naked or in the underwear. In the first three rows. Mm-hmm. Everybody was in their underwear for me because I didn't see anything else after except for the silence. Mm-hmm. So the guy was dressed up like this. Could have been a girl, though. But anyway, the guy was dressed up like the silence, and he came down the aisle. It was great. Oh, my God. And, of course, we did our, you know, Doctor Who news mm-hmm. Because for most people who don't know, Doctor Who is a science fiction television show that is 50 years old. Mm-hmm. And
but you've been living under a rock the last 50 years.
Well, there's a possibility that you wouldn't know because if you're so Star Trek oriented, you mm-hmm. think that's the only science fiction, you know, mm-hmm. television program of longevity. Mm-hmm. And it's not. And, you know, Doctor Who has been real cool undercover, you know, but now, you know, we're a worldwide brand now. Mm-hmm. You know, they're letting this new doctor go on a world tour and all that. It did not come to Chicago.
It's not a cult classic anymore.
No, it's a brand.
You know,
they've got underwear with Doctor Who on it. You
know, we used Socks. To sit in silence and watch Doctor Who.
No, you can't sit in silence because you won't remember if you
away from other people. What's that you're watching? Oh, nothing.
I have no idea.
Oh, nothing.
The silence must be here.
It's just
you've got checks on your hand. What's that? But anyways, 1,000 people showed up to see us cut up and clown for like, you know, an hour or whatever, mm-hmm. Talking about the brand new season of Doctor Who. The first episode was the same day of our panel, mm-hmm. and the first episode was called Deep Breath. And mm-hmm. I guess we did because we waited a whole year for him to come on.
A whole year.
We have a brand new doctor. His name is Peter Capaldi, and most people in Europe knows who he is, and he's really a hugely famous actor. Mm-hmm. Extremely, extremely good. Mm-hmm. And he does fit this role. Yes, he is a massive Doctor Who fan, so mm-hmm. I think we are in for a really good, you know, ride in this eighth season. And then again, the fans were ready for it. You mm-hmm. know, a lot of your classic Who fans wanted an older Doctor. Well, you got your wish. Now, all the fangirls and new Who, well, let's say you won't be dreaming about Peter Capaldi.
Why?
Won't be no snogging in that blue box this year, baby.
Why? Because he's of a particular age?
56. That's like shagging your granddad. It's wrong. But it could be on Jerry Springer.
Can we say shagging? Okay.
But anyways, I'm going to tell the truth.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen
no.
it yet?
No, I haven't
you
had
of
time.
All people?
I haven't had time.
The face of Doctor Who in the Midwest
up.
Has not seen.
Shut up.
Peter Capaldi.
I haven't had time.
The new doctor.
Look, we've got so much stuff coming in the mailbag right now. I mean, we've got a giveaway for Disney on Ice, mm-hmm. Princesses and Heroes. We just did an interview with Michael Rooker for the Illinois Department of Tourism for Driving Dead. Mm-hmm. This Labor Day weekend, do not drive drunk. Do not drive and text. And please put your seatbelt on because the man is out there. Popo is ready for you.
Yes, they are.
You are going to jail mm-hmm. or getting a serious ticket. And who wants to have a ticket Labor Day weekend to keep you from buying your barbecue or your One Direction ticket, which you need to buy? I didn't see you get your card out for my One Direction ticket. You wrong for that. That's because you want to go to the Africa. As a matter of fact, it's not the African festival we should go to. We need to go to Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Indiana, here we come. We need to go to the Michael Jackson tribute. You know, the one that they have at the house, 2300 mm-hmm. Jackson Street?
Mm-hmm.
They're having like a big parade thing.
Yes.
That's where we should go
mm-hmm.
and look for Rico.
Look for Rico.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson Rico.
Yeah, that guy.
The good one.
The
not,
good
not, one. Not the shaggy, nasty one.
The shaggy, nasty one?
The shaggy, nasty one with the bad weave and the grease and,
oh.
and the dirty white shoes. And bad English. Not mm-hmm. him. But the good one, Rico is a good one.
Yes.
He's sanctioned by Miss Catherine.
Yeah, he is.
Because
yeah.
now, I know last year, Catherine and the kids came,
mm-hmm.
and they were going to dedicate, I think, land for a performance center for kids. And that's something we had talked about previously mm-hmm. when they were here, like maybe 6-7 years ago, when we did the filming at the actual house. We went in the house and we met his their cousins and stuff. Really, mm-hmm. really nice people. And so they're redoing the whole street.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not exactly sure what they're supposed to be doing, you know, today.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's all week. So in case we don't go to One Direction,
mm-hmm.
we'd always go to Indiana.
Well, yeah, it's a hop, skip, and a jump from, you know,
yeah.
where we live.
Pretty much.
Hit the E-way and we're there in 20 minutes.
It's either that or we're going to go to the Movies in the Park series
mm-hmm.
because, you know, we always like a free movie.
Mm-hmm.
Free
is always good.
Free is always good. Mm-hmm. Now, you never did tell me, did you actually see The Hunger Games?
Actually, no.
We could see it for free. That's playing.
Like I said, free is always good.
Or my favorite, The Lego Movie.
The Lego?
Awesome. The movie is awesome. I don't want to see Wizard of Oz.
Why?
Because it's scary.
Oh, that's right.
It's not real.
You don't like horror movies.
No, and these people, this animation look creepy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got some really creepy. See, some of the animation in Wizard World, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
This, it looked a little something wrong. No, it's the eyes.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's the eyes of Laura Mars. It's the eyes.
Who was that guy that did the, he's the one that always hires Johnny Depp for all of his movies.
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton.
See, he's on something. That, I don't watch any of his stuff.
It puts you in the vein of one of those movies,
yeah,
Tim Burton
movies.
Yeah,
that's why I say no to drugs and say no to Tim Burton. But he could have been at the Bruce Campbell's Horror Film Fest that ran with Wizard World, which I didn't go, but I went.
Mm-hmm. You didn't go, but you went.
Well, you did the same thing with the Black Harvest Film Festival. You were there, but you didn't go.
I was there, but I didn't see the movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So pot calling the kettle.
It's like I just didn't inhale.
But you had the cigarette in your mouth.
You're right. I smoked,
but
I didn't
inhale. How can you be there and you with the filmmaker and you didn't even say, how did you do that?
Here's what happened. I got a phone call text on Tuesday.
Yeah.
In my Facebook account. A young lady by the name of Keisha Shavers. Big ups to Keisha Shavers, who is a former employee at WVON radio.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me, would I do sound for them?
Yes.
I was like, sure. So we have a limited budget, this, that, and the other. I was like, fine.
Yeah.
You know, because it's the Gene Siskel Film Center.
And it's also the Black Harvest Film Festival, which is a great festival that we pretty much go to every year.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually do something.
And the young lady who was the contact person said, okay, you'll be playing music after the movie's over. So,
but you were there while the movie was playing, weren't you?
I was there while the movie was playing, but never asked what movie it was.
Well, my thing is, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you just go in and see what it was?
Because I didn't want to leave my equipment unattended. So I waited and, you know, I took orders, you know, like, you know, start the music when the movie's over.
Oh, my God.
And it never dawned on me. It never occurred to me to ask them what the movie is and can I see the movie.
And they didn't tell you that Danny Glover was in the movie because it was called From Above. They didn't tell you that.
No. And Danny wasn't there.
Oh, well, there you go. You didn't miss anything.
So I didn't miss
anything. Okay, I'll let you go with that one.
But the filmmaker, I believe, was there as well as the...
Well, yeah, you saw him. He helped you with the equipment.
Exactly. But I didn't know who he was. He was just that nice guy.
You are useless. What is your point? That's an interview for us that we missed out on.
Yeah, it's my fault. That was my fault.
You are a hot mess.
I know.
Oh, my God.
What am I good for?
Absolutely nothing. Say it again. Ow!
And on that note,
we'll be right back. You're listening to Talk Zone Radio.
You're listening to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery. We'll be back in a minute. When was the last time this happened to you?
Everybody put your hands up. Yeah.
Well, AG Entertainment Company has the answer. The right music for the right occasion. With over 30 years in the business, we can provide the right music, the right equipment, and more importantly, the right disc jockey for your wedding reception, family or class reunion, or birthday party. Rates are available by calling 773-675-2400. 773-675-2400. We also provide radio and TV commercial voiceovers, as well as on-hold services for your business. Ask about our other services as well. AG Entertainment Company has the right music, the right equipment, and the right disc jockey right now. Call 773-675-2400, 773-675-2400, and talk to one of our representatives. AG Entertainment Company, your source for the hottest entertainment.
Hey, what's up? Holla at your boy. XOXOXO. You getting these texts? ? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG, you are making me mad. You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And now back to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery.
Well, it seems as though time is running out. What's so bad about it is we're only going to get like, what, 3 days of summer.
Exactly.
And that's it. And it's today. That's not fair.
Let's see. Today it's, 82 degrees.
Yeah. It is. And it was like, what, 85 yesterday?
It's going to be 82 today.
Yeah.
82 on Saturday.
Yeah.
And Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And
will we go okay at the Michael Jackson Fest?
And after Thursday?
We go back to Seattle, London weather.
Exactly.
65 and dreary and cold. And.
But that's okay. Not not cold, but cooler.
Yeah, but I mean, after the brutal winter that we had, it's just wrong. It's just really, really
summer
wrong.
Should last all the way until January.
Well, I mean, traditionally in Chicago, we have at least 4 days of at least 100 degree weather. And then we'll have like maybe 7 days of like high 80, 90s.
And 3 months of construction. But anyway.
Pretty much.
Vroom-ting.
Pretty much we ran into that on the way, on the way here. But like I said, we look forward to doing Wizard World again. We definitely had a ball. We thank everyone who came out to see us at our, you know, Doctor Who panel. It was awesome. Big ups to the little girl who won the Bad Wolf T-shirt.
Okay.
I don't know how that six-year-old is going to fit that large T-shirt, but I'm pretty sure she'll be wearing that for the next 6 years.
One day she'll be able to fit into that T-shirt.
And she'll be Bad Wolf as well. Yeah. But I thought about you while we were at Wizard World.
Oh?
Guess who I saw?
Who did you see?
LeVar
Burton. LeVar Burton, yeah. Yeah, I remember asking you, what was your worst interview that you ever did? And you said LeVar Burton, and there he was.
In living color.
So did he get a chance to redeem himself? Or?
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
Of course not. But, you know, unlike some of the, well, here's the thing. You could see some panels at Wizard World without paying admission. Star Trek was not one of them.
Oh.
So if you didn't have, like, your car payment, no, you didn't see the cast and crew.
Car payment?
Well, house, no, easily. You didn't see the, you know, the full cast of Star Trek The Next Generation and William Shatner with Leonard Nimoy on Skype.
Oh, on Skype.
On Skype. He has retired from seeing people. He's tired of seeing you and you two and your nasty spandex.
Is that Shatner or Nimoy? Which one?
Shatner was in House.
Okay.
The Shat was in the place.
Oh, right.
Nimoy was at the home chilling.
Right.
With a beer or whatever.
Chilling with a beer.
Doesn't he look like a beer? He does look like a beer drinker.
Live long and prosper.
And drink this buzz.
And drink this buzz.
This buzz for you. And cut my check.
Leonard Nimoy.
But like I said,
we
got a chance to see a few panels. Mm-hmm. We also got a chance to see, like I said, the premiere screening of Gotham, which I was really excited about because it looks really good. Mm-hmm. Just like with Grace Point, looks really good. We wanted to have this screening for Grace Point. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get it.
Oh.
But I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. Not David Tennant's in it, so.
No wonder. I knew there was some tie-in to Doctor Who somewhere.
And I thought about you because someone at Wizard World got married.
Oh.
They sure did. And I'm so stupid because I thought it was a joke because mm-hmm. they were dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's really cute.
Oh, you thought they were in costume?
She had blue hair and hot pink sparkly shoes that looked like Kiss.
And you thought they were in costume?
Yes,
huh?
Because he had on a tuxedo with a hat that looked like Mr. Peanut. And they had a guy dressed up. Well, I guess he wasn't dressed up. He was like a minister guy with a.
And there was a guy dressed up as a minister, and there were like six women behind her dressed. In like almost the same
no,
type
they were
dresses?
In front, no, they were in front of them, like, you know, like how we would have been, like taking pictures of people.
And six guys on his side?
No.
Dressed up in the same type
of
tuxedo?
No, it was two guys and they were in t-shirts, right?
Okay.
So it threw me off because I thought they were just like regular people taking photos, right? Until they stopped popping the champagne.
Ah.
And I said, why are you popping champagne at Wizard World?
In the words of Don LaFontaine, this time it's for real.
Clearly. So congrats to Mr. and Mrs. Wizard World, because I don't know who the hell they are.
Mr. and Mrs.
Wizard
World.
I don't
Wizard
know who World. They are.
Well, you know, some people get married in Vegas at the Elvis Chapel.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about doing that. That'd be hot.
Some women want to skydive and get married.
No, that's
and,
that's ignorant. That's crazy, right?
You know, and then you have Wizard World.
Yeah, and I thought it was a joke because after they got married, they went out on the floor and started buying stuff. they had champagne glasses, and they're walking down the aisle like, ooh, Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was like, okay, well, there you go.
I'm just wondering.
That's a cheap wedding.
And what are they doing for the honeymoon? That's what I want to know.
They were probably at the Star Trek, you know, panel that cost like $550. But they got a chance to see. Look at.
What a way to start a marriage.
I will say this much. Honestly, if I had it, I would pay $500 to see Patrick Stewart. Because I love Patrick Stewart. He's hot. Oh, man.
Wait. You would pay $500 to see Patrick Stewart.
I would walk 500 miles and
What about this guy here, Peter Capaldi, who is also of a certain age, but okay, what's the difference between the...
He's a handsome guy.
Uh-huh.
He's not hot.
Mm-mm. And Patrick Stewart...
He is hot.
The old ball guy is
he
sexy.
He's let him say engage.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
No offense to the old ball guys out there.
I am non-discriminatory, but I'm just saying, if you're hot, you might get the car payment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might get it. But I tell you who did get it this weekend.
Who's that?
Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Congratulations goes out to Brad Pitt. Finally, he snagged Angelina Jolie.
Finally.
Permanently.
And they've been dating for 20 years now.
15.
Their children are grown.
Yeah, pretty much.
And
they walked them down the aisle. Threw them down the aisle at this point.
They almost had to push them down the aisle in wheelchairs.
They probably did.
Mom, Dad, when are you guys going to get married?
So Mr. and Mrs. Smith are really legitimately married
now.
And I guess Jennifer Aniston is really drinking that champagne. Like, freedom, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They did get married in France. Like I said, the kids walked them down the, and she wore white.
Mm. Okay.
Just saying.
Not Send saying. All comments to Rachel Montgomery and Kara, the Ultimate TV on radio.
But guess what? They got married. Think about all the people who, because it's Labor Day, you know, it's time to break up with your summer love. Mm. Just like Greece, summer loving, feeling so bad. You got to go. Fun time we had. we got to part.
Okay.
Tom Hanks and his
wife. Tell me more.
Tell me more. Do you have a car? Tom Hanks and his wife. Over.
Yeah.
Done. Mm-hmm. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon.
And Mr. Carey.
Her wedding ring is now a butterfly ring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she went to the pawn shop with his ring or what.
Yeah.
They are done.
Mm-hmm.
Kaput fini.
Stick a fork in them.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's flying rumors still about Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. And they're all rumors.
Sources say that the IV that she had tattooed on her ring finger is now gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not exactly sure what that means.
What it means is,
yes,
my dear Rachel,
yes, sir,
was because of this big tour that they had. So once the tour is over with, it's like it's business as usual. They're back to whatever normal was before.
But they were together mm-hmm. prior to the tour. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yes.
So what does that mean?
It means anything to sell tickets.
Oh, is that why her dad is now saying that the alleged feud
mm-hmm.
in the elevator was staged?
Mm-hmm.
That's bogus.
Yep. Love in an elevator.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do and stay in this business. And with that, we will say, Diane Sawyer, we thank you for all the wonderful years that you gave us.
Mm-hmm.
From ABC's World News, she signed off.
Yes.
And don't want to say this person signed off, but it's a watch right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, let's play for Joan Rivers.
Yes.
Because I don't know what happened in this operation that she had for her vocal cords.
Mm-hmm.
Sources say that she stopped breathing. Mm-hmm. She's in a drug-induced coma right now.
Mm-hmm.
Please bring Joan Rivers back. We cannot lose her and Robin Williams.
No.
Because Summer was bad enough. Mm-hmm. To lose two giants, I don't know if I can take it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, good thoughts and feelings go out to Joan Rivers. We love you so much.
Yeah.
What do we have coming up next week?
Coming up next week?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. Probably more Doctor Who, of course.
Of course. This week, Saturday is the second episode in season 8.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it. Hopefully I'll see Deep Breath before then.
Okay.
Everybody, I promise you, I'll try it.
So we'll have something to talk about, yeah.
Oh, we'll always have something to talk about. Trust me. The mailbag is always overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have something to talk about. We thank you guys so very much for listening to The Ultimate with Rich Montgomery on Talk Zone Radio. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Ultimate Radio Program with Rachel Montgomery.
The
on Talk Zone Internet Radio, with all of the hot topics of the day, music and entertainment, right here on Talk Zone Internet Radio.
The Ultimate TV is a member of the iTechs trading community. Your iTechs dollars are welcome.